Welcome to the Getting Vulnerable podcast. Getting vulnerable saved my life, and I'm here to help you save yours. Who's we? Just me, myself, and I. Are you sick of overthinking? Are you sick of overanalyzing? Today, I want to give you three tips to focus on to support you in building confidence, to back yourself, building confidence to trust yourself, and stop that overthinking, overanalyzing cycle. Now, as I say with everything, I'm not here for short-term tips and tricks. But I know sometimes we just need that little bit of extra perspective, extra information to change our perspective in the moment. So I will always come back to everything that I talk about. You need to do the deep work on yourself. You need to start learning who you are, why you are the way you are, and dive deep. So I struggled with anxiety for a bloody long time, as you know, and overthinking, overanalyzing was just anxiety's mates, right there, best mates, side by side. That's what they did. They triggered each other. They cheered each other on. Hey, you're getting anxious. Yeah, how about you think about this? Or yeah, I think you better overanalyze. Or do that. You know, it was just my life, my brain, for so bloody long. I would overanalyze and overthink how people texted me, how people wrote emails, people's body language, people's tone of voice. Like, I was like the queen. I was like the master of overthinking and overanalyzing. And the negative impact it had on me and my friendships, relationships, my ability to move forward, my ability to dive into taking risks, to adventure, it would be this ripple effect of shit. You know, it was just so crappy. And I know if you struggle with anxiety, you're in the same boat. You're sick of it. You don't want to overthink little things. You don't want to worry about little things. And I couldn't stop it. I wanted so badly to stop it. And I know you do too. I know how much you're frustrated at yourself because you overanalyze something so silly and you spend hours at night, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, overanalyzing, overthinking something so small that happened, you know, 5 days ago, 3 hours ago. And it would consume so much of my energy, and I know it consumes your energy, and it sucks. Imagine how much more time you can have if you don't overanalyze every conversation, every text message, every email, every interaction. Can you imagine? Isn't that just the dream? And so today I want to share with you some different perspectives, call them tips, call them tricks, call them lessons, whatever you like, but it's about changing our perspective on the things that we don't like about ourselves, on the things that make us get frustrated, on our anxious triggers, on our overanalyzing, overthinking triggers. We need something to apply to them to change the perspective. And so the perspective number one, the tip number one, is how if you can dive back and look at the strengths that you have, that you've gained over your life experience to date, if you can dive into that and get it out on paper, get it out on paper, put it in your phone. And I know this may sound like really corny and like, oh God, like I don't want a phone note, you know, saying lose strengths. But trust me, as weird and as uncomfortable this may be for you to do, if you've got that as like a pinned note on your phone, in those moments where, say, you've had a social interaction, then you jump in your car and you're just about to have a panic attack, or you know that you're going to be overthinking on the drive home, or, you know, if you've gone out on the piss and you come home and you just overanalyze and overthink everything that happened. Like, was I too drunk? Did I say something wrong? Did I overshare? What are people going to say to me? Did I flash my undies? You know, I get it. I get it. There are so many scenarios in our life that we overthink, we overanalyze, and it cripples us and it steals our time. It steals our energy. It steals our sleep. So the first tip is, the perspective is about looking at your strengths and getting really knowledgeable on them, like really cementing them in your head about what strengths you have as a human and how this will boost your confidence and reduce overthinking. Because what happens is we go through life, and if you struggle with anxiety and low self-esteem, low confidence, if you've got a lot of self-doubt, you don't trust yourself, you don't have a lot of self-belief, it's inner confidence that we need to strengthen in order for you to move through these shitty behaviors and thoughts that often, you know, consume us. And so how do we, you know, get to our strengths? How do we write down our strengths? Like, what are they? Because you may be like, it's easy for us to name the shit we don't like about ourselves, the stuff that we do that we're like, oh God, you know, I hate myself, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. It's more uncomfortable to write down the strengths. So how can we do this? If you can, come back to this or get a pen and paper or just like save this episode or keep it in your mind. You start by looking at the hard, challenging and traumatic times in your life. The times where you're like, God, that was hard. Or, you know, whether it be changing a school or changing relationships or going through a breakup or going through friendship struggles or going through work issues. You know, we're good at looking at the bad shit. So use that bad shit. Start with the bad shit and write it down. Just write like dot points. And then next to each point, write, look at it and sit and feel like remember that moment and think about what got you through. What trait got you through that hard time? You know, was it your determination? Was it you getting vulnerable? Was it you asking for help? Was it you writing it out? Was it you seeking support? Was it your energy? You know, what was it that got you through those hard times? And this can go back to when you were young. When you were young, when you were bullied at school. What got you through? How did you get through? Did you distract yourself? Did you choose a new group of friends? You know, when we look at those hard times in our life and we take time to reflect and think about what got us through, these things are strengths of ours that we have proof. We've got proof that we've gotten through. You know, these are absolutely critical in your whole journey in building your inner confidence, in becoming more confident, in becoming confident to back your decisions, to trust yourself, to believe in yourself. You don't need a shiny car or a big house or lots of money, or you don't need that tangible stuff in your life in order to move forward and build confidence. You need yourself, and you need that ability to get vulnerable and honest with yourself, and time, a small amount of time, to write it down. This is, like, I share this exercise in so many ways because it can support you in how you move forward through those challenging times that you're going to face. When we reflect on our past, and when we have low self-confidence, we often don't think that we've done much, but you have. because each of us has gone through hard stuff. But remembering hard stuff to you is different to hard stuff to me. And it's important to, when you do this process, think about you and your journey and your experience, not comparing. Like if it was hard for you to go to a new school and make new friends, yeah, and then you're like, oh, but that, you might think, you know, I say the black dog comes in and goes, oh, but that's silly, you know, rah, rah, rah. That's not silly, because if that was hard for you and you're here where you are now, we need to capture that moment and look at this past and flip the perspective and be like, how did I get through that? What did I do? Did you use your problem-solving skills? You know, so much of our behaviors and thoughts and traits that we kind of, what I like to call anxiety's mates, you know, perfectionism, overanalyzing, these traits and things that we may not like about ourselves, if you flip the perspective on them and be like, you know what? I can use my perfectionism to flip it into me really loving looking at detail. I'm a details person. You know, that's great to be a details person. You know, if we start flipping our perspective and seeing our these, you know, so-called negative traits of ours, the overanalyzing, the overthinking, you know, how else can we look at that? We can look at that as like problem solving. Let's problem solve ourselves out of being a hardcore overanalyzer because it's sucking my time. How can I best use this ability of mine in a more productive, more aligned, more authentic way that's actually going to make me feel good? Yeah, so create this list. Perspective one, tip one, whatever you want to call it, focus on your strengths and create this list and refer to it in those moments of low confidence. You know, when you hop in your car and you start overanalyzing, you know, late at night, I know that's a huge one. When you struggle with anxiety, you're up all night overanalyzing, and then next minute it's 3 a.m., you think, shit, I've got to go to sleep, and you somehow fall asleep, and then you wake up and do it all again. So in these moments, if you've got this list to refer to, and if it feels weird and like, oh yeah, I've heard that you do that, blah, blah, just do it. Just do it, even if it's uncomfortable, and have it there. And then in those moments, because if you find that you're frustrated at your overanalyzing and overthinking, and you've tried lots of things, if you go back to my episode last week, I talk about you needing to find what works for you. And if it's not working, then it's about adjusting, changing, looking at something different. And this is a new way of looking at it. Flip your perspective. So the next thing that I am sharing with you is about trusting your gut. So tip number two, perspective number two, you trust your gut. And again, last week, go back to last week's episode if you haven't listened. I talk about this. You know, when you struggle with anxiety, you know, we have low inner confidence. We have no inner confidence to low inner confidence, so we don't trust ourselves. However, anxiety comes up in those moments where something's not right. Even if we can't explain what it is, we know that something's not right, you know? And instead of focusing on the, oh gosh, it must be this, it must be that, searching, it's like coming back into your gut and you know, and your intuition, like what is that? And starting to actually listen to it. Start listening to it. Whether that means I need some more time, I need to buy myself some more time by saying, you know, can I get back to you? You know, about meeting up. If you're a people pleaser, yes, person, if you've got anxiety, you're probably highly likely a people pleaser. You know, we feel like we have to say yes, and then we overanalyze. And then if I say no, but they're going to judge me, they're going to think I'm not their good friend, and you go into this spiral, right? So in order to start this process of doing the deep work and using these life tools that you've got on your tool belt, you know, wherever you are, you have to master them. But trusting that deep down thing of what are you really feeling? You know, when we can trust, start trusting that. And it all connects. You build confidence, you build trust, you build belief in yourself. But you need to do these little bits at a time. You need to step outside that comfort zone and start doing something different. And yes, it's scary. I'm not saying that it isn't, but what have you got to lose? You either keep doing what you're doing and keep feeling how you're feeling, or you take action in a new direction, a new way of looking at your life, your behaviors, your thoughts, your feelings, all of it. Change direction. Our fear-based thoughts, the fear, the what if, or they might think this, and the judgment, that all stems down to deeper past stuff. But intuition is kind of like that feeling of like, I don't know what it is, but there's something. That's Lou's version of describing intuition. It's just like, this is not good. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But that, you don't have to explain it. But what you're doing, you're tapping into your authentic self. So when you don't know what it is, that's your deeper you that you need to learn about. Does that make sense? And with this, I would practice. That's what you need to, practice this. And that tip before about buying yourself time, if something doesn't feel right, you do not have to answer straight away. We all have time, even though we talk about not having enough time. But we do. You're buying yourself an extra few hours to make a decision that you feel more comfortable in and more confident in, so you can take the time to really assess what you're saying yes to or what you're saying no to, or if I say yes, am I going to have a whole lot of resentment? Yeah, and who's like, that's not fair. It's not fair to say yes and then resent the person that you said yes to, because at the end of the day, it comes back to your choice, right? And so buy yourself time. Like, start practicing this intuition thing. I don't know, it may be very new to you, but I know every single human has had that feeling of, I don't know, this is just not right. But because we don't have the answers, we second guess. We're like, oh yeah, but you're never right. And the self-doubt comes in, the fear comes in. So buy yourself time. Practice buying yourself time. Okay, so tip number 3 is about taking action. Again, see how these all connect? It connects! By taking action and stepping outside the comfort zone, using your strengths list, using those qualities that you're just like, I can get through this. Yeah, I call it like an evidence list. There's so much more to the evidence list. I have done a podcast episode on this. I should really know what number it is, but have a listen or reach out to me. You're taking action stops that overthinking because you've taken action. And something that I love, and you may be aware of, is Mel Robin, she does the 5 minute, like the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take action. That is brilliant. It is such a brilliant technique to use. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, if you want to buy yourself time, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, thanks for inviting me. Can I get back to you? I just need to check X, Y, and Z. You're not being a liar. You're just buying yourself some time to make a decision that's going to make you feel comfortable, make you be you. So it's this 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's just pretty. It's like getting out of bed, in the morning. If you're like, oh, I want to start exercising in the morning, if you just, instead of all the excuses, all the shit that comes in the head, or blah, 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 or maybe I'll just sleep in a bit longer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, yep, get up, let's go. It removes that train of thought. It is absolutely brilliant. And I still use it when I'm, if I'm in a pity party, or if I'm just like, oh gosh, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now I get up every morning to do exercise, unless I'm really, really sick or hungover. I do that in my head, and it's like cemented in my head. And if you don't know about that, like, honestly, read that book or audiobook. It's brilliant. I just love it. Absolutely love it. And with this, because when you struggle with anxiety, you can catastrophize, you can blow up something so massive when it's just like a 5-second answer or a 10-minute job. If it helps, do break down whatever the task is, whatever the thing that you need to do is. Break it down into manageable stuff. Apply, the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right, I'm going to spend 10 minutes on this. I just have to excuse, I have some screaming children out the back. Break it down so that it isn't so overwhelming. And I know you've probably heard this before. Oh yeah, Lou, I've tried that, but I'm thinking over here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. What we don't realize is, we don't take time to do, is actually celebrate the small things that we've done. But because we think they're small, they're not worthy of celebration, but they are. And imagine how much more time and how much more shit you can do when you're not overthinking, when you're not overanalyzing. So having your strengths and your qualities and having that repeated in your head, a reminder, that perspective, trusting that intuition and gut, which means even buying yourself time and you taking action by the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or just, jumping in, like taking a risk. Taking a risk and then being like, right, I'm doing this, I'm saying this, and I, whatever the outcomes are going to be, I trust that from looking at my past and what I've gotten through, I am going to get through this uncomfortable conversation. I'm going to get through a weird social event, because evidence shows that I have the skills, the qualities, the courage, the strength, the determination to get through that. And if we can use that instead of turning into overthinking, overanalyzing, fear, what if, blah, 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 shit, man. And like, imagine how much time you'll have, how much more energy for stuff that lights you up, or that's exciting, that's adventurous, that's risk-taking. We've got one life. Let's chuck some risks in there. Let's bring adventure back. And make sure you celebrate these tiny moments. If you're going to, at the end of this podcast, do these exercises, like celebrate that you're taking action. Because that's everything. You are choosing to try something new, to do it in a different way. But it's important that you implement. And as always, as I always say, if you're just like, Lou, I'm trying this, but this is what's stopping me, please email me. Come and say hi on Instagram and send me a message. I will support you in getting through anything that I share on my podcast, on my content. It's for you to engage with. So if you're feeling like, Lou, I was doing this, I listened, it really resonated, but I don't know where to start, or I'm not sure if this is right. I know when we struggle with anxiety, we need the validation. Is it right? It's probably wrong. I do everything wrong. Reach out. It is so important, but come back to that gut. Come back to you. Start learning you. And practice just small, just one thing a day. When you're finding yourself overanalyze, I hope that I'm in your head being like, do the strengths list. Do the qualities list. do it. Because it will support you. It's about flipping your perspective. So rounding it off. Number one, focus on your strengths. Do your evidence list. Look back. Do it. Have it in your phone. Have it on a piece of paper as your desktop background. Whatever it is that's your way, whatever floats your boat, whatever's going to be in your face, whatever's going to be a reminder, do that. Number two, trust your gut. You know, that feeling, that thing when you don't really know what it is, but it's not right. Start trusting that. Just even if you don't know what it is, you don't have to know what it is. But what that is that little authentic you inside being like, this is not you. This isn't for you. This doesn't feel right. Start listening to that. And if that means writing whatever you're feeling out, and you get in your car, you just write out, oh God, I was feeling this and it was really weird and it triggered my anxiety and then I didn't trust my gut. How many times do you say, God, I should have trusted my gut. I should have done this. Should have, could have, would have. Do you want to live your life, continue going should have, could have, would have? No, we don't. I know you don't. I didn't and I don't. So trust that. And number three is take action. Small steps. Celebrate your wins. Do little bits at a time and take action, even if that means reaching out to me. I get it. I've been there. I'm out the other side and I'm here to support you. Thank you so much for being here. As you guys know, or you may not know, the doors are open to my signature program, Confidence to Be, the exact steps that I took to get out of a 20-year battle with anxiety. It's an intimate group over 4 months. I guide you through your own journey to uncovering all your roots, learning about them, then ripping them out so that you can be your most authentic self and not give fucks about the small shit anymore and back yourself, trust yourself, and have the confidence to be you. Link in the show notes. Again, reach out if you need. Big, big, big love to you.